This year, Hollywood's Christmas season started earlier than it has in a decade. The competition for movie screens is so fierce that a number of films will be opening only in New York and Los Angeles and expanding to other cities when the Christmas rush is over. That's called platforming, and it's usually done to lend prestige to foreign films and Oscar nominees. This year, it is so widespread that when we asked Bob Mondello for a Christmas movie preview, he had to prepare three.
Let's start with what we'll all be able to see. If you live in a town with six or more movie screens, virtually every one of them is showing something relatively new right now. Maybe Tom Cruise in Jerry Maguire, or Whitney Houston in The Preacher's Wife, or Mars Attacks, and for sure, 101 Dalmatians. Within the next 2 weeks, everything else, all those Thanksgiving pictures that seemed like must-sees a couple of weeks ago, will be swept away in an onslaught of comedies. It starts this weekend with the arrival of three odd couples, none more maladjusted than the dysfunctional duo that arrives from MTV. Beavis and Butthead do America.
Hey, yeah, do America. We're gonna score.
We're gonna be movie stars.
There's gonna be chicks, and we're gonna go to parties. It's gonna kick it. Ow!
Settle down, Beavis.
Beavis and Butthead Do America chronicles a cross-country trip that takes television's animated twerps from Las Vegas to the White House. Though it's only 75 minutes, it will no doubt seem much longer to parents, which is why Hollywood is also trotting out an odd couple trip to the White House for older folks. Much older folks. Jack Lemmon and James Garner, to be precise, playing former chief executives who hate each other but are forced to work together in My Fellow Americans, a film the trade has already dubbed Grumpy Old Presidents.
Let's stop talking. We're about to bomb. That'll make me vomit.
I was Time Magazine's Man of the Year.
So was Hitler.
Not twice.
A tamer battle is depicted in the romantic comedy One Fine Day, which also opens Friday across the country. It features Michelle Pfeiffer and ER's George Clooney as single parents who are juggling careers and children and who decide reluctantly to team up. Also hoping for laughter over the holidays is a slightly disreputable angel named Michael, played by John Travolta and directed by Nora Ephron. And all those movies, along with Wes Craven's latest horror flick, Scream, will be playing in literally thousands of theaters by Christmas Day, including one near you. If you live in a major metropolis, spirits of a more serious sort will also be arriving this month in Ghosts of Mississippi, Rob Reiner's drama about the frustrating three-decade march to justice for the killer of civil rights leader Medgar Evers. The film stars Whoopi Goldberg, Alec Baldwin, and as unrepentant racist Byron De La Beckwith, James Woods, in a performance that's sure to be remembered at Oscar time.
I would never kill a deer. A nigger, on the other hand, well, that's another matter entirely.
Are you standing here and admitting to me that you
killed Medgar Evers? What if I did? It's not like there's anything you nor anybody else can do about it. Yes, sir.
We're gonna see about that.
Oh, that we will. That we will.
Joining Ghosts of Mississippi in major cities will be Arthur Miller's The Crucible, the story of a different sort of trial. Back in the 1950s, Miller's play about witch hunts that took place in colonial Massachusetts seemed a commentary on the anti-communist hearings of the House Un-American Activities Committee. Today, the impact is different, but no less chilling.
I have brought trouble on these people.
Not if they are of good conscience, Mr. Nurse. You misunderstand, sir. A person is either with this court or against it. There'd be no road between.
Also in major markets will be such long-awaited films as Evening Star, the sequel to Terms of Endearment, the latest from The Piano's director, Jane Campion, Portrait of a Lady, based on the novel by Henry James, and Milos Forman's The People vs. Larry Flint, which chronicles the colorful and controversial First Amendment battles fought by the founder of Hustler magazine.
They're afraid if they let you in the court, you're going to wear a diaper or throw oranges at the justices, and they should be, Larry, because in all the times you've gone to the court asking for help, you've never once demonstrated any respect for its institutions and procedures. So as far as they're concerned, you're just a pig.
Yeah, well, you always said, and it's the principle, a pig has the same rights as a president.
Yeah. That's, you know, people get tired of a pig.
Add in the musical biography Shine, which has been setting records in limited runs and will go wide on Christmas Day, and the terminal illness comedy Marvin's Room, which stars Meryl Streep, Diane Keaton, and Leonardo DiCaprio, and that's quite a Christmas roster. But this year, it's only about half the story, for if you live in New York or Los Angeles, another half dozen films are opening exclusive runs, and some of them are pretty commercial. Take the new Albert Brooks comedy, Mother, in which Brooks plays a recently divorced novelist who is convinced that his problems with women started with his mom, and that to fix them, he has to move back in with her.
I don't think every mother says, honey, you look good, but your hair is thinning.
I never told you your hair was thinning.
You called after me? Look out for your bald spot?
Oh, well, someone has to say that.
And here's to you, Mrs. Henderson. Your grown son is moving back today. Hey, hey, hey.
Debbie Reynolds plays the title role in Mother after 27 years away from the screen. Another actress who comes out of retirement to play mom to a grown man with family problems is Julie Christie, whose screen son has the most famous line in all of drama.
To be or not to be.
That is one of many questions that will be asked by Kenneth Branagh in the first full-length Hamlet ever brought to the screen. Shakespeare's play is almost always abbreviated in production since it runs for more than 4 hours in its entirety. Not this movie, though, so another question will be whether patrons can sit through it. To keep them interested, Branagh has assembled an all-star cast that includes Billy Crystal, Charlton Heston, John Gielgud, Richard Attenborough, Robin Williams, Jack Lemmon, and Gerard Depardieu. In a few months, this Hamlet will also be released in a cut-down 2.5-hour version for the faint of heart. Also on the longish side is the movie that makes the season's biggest fashion statement, Evita, the story of Argentina's Eva Perón and her flirtation with power and the House of Dior.
Don't cry for me, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance.
While Madonna is banking on Evita to make her an Oscar contender, lesser lights like Herb Gardner and Kevin Spacey are making their directing debuts. Gardner with a screen version of his sentimental stage comedy, I'm Not Rappaport, and Spacey with the oddly titled crime drama, Albino Alligator. French filmmaker Claude Chabrol will also weigh in with a cautionary tale called The Ceremony that's guaranteed to make its New York and Los Angeles viewers very nervous about hiring a housekeeper. All of these films will roll out to the rest of the country in January after the dust clears from this week's Battle of the Comedies, which should keep audiences busy until the first wave of next year's films, which includes the return of all three Star Wars movies, a sequel to Jurassic Park, and the big screen debut of Beaver Cleaver. Can you wait? I'm Bob Mondello.